Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraq's military flees. Iraqi security forces left the provincial capital of Ramadi on Sunday, giving Islamic State militants their largest victory. Earlier in the day, Iraq's prime minister implored troops not to abandon their posts and rallied militias to retake the city. The Saudi-led coalition has resumed airstrikes against Shiite rebels in Yemen after the end of a five-day humanitarian ceasefire. The ceasefire expired late Sunday, and the coalition airstrikes hit rebel positions in the southern port city of Aden. Earlier Sunday, Yemeni political leaders met in the Saudi capital Riyadh to discuss negotiating a settlement on the ongoing conflict. Edward Uranian reports.
The conference opened in Riyadh with a traditional Yemeni folk dance as 400 top political leaders met to discuss the political crisis and military conflict raging in Yemen. The Houthi rebel group stayed away and demanded talks be held in a neutral country. Internationally recognized Yemeni President Abdrabu Mansour Hadi said the Yemeni people await stability, which can only come if the country's legitimate government and its institutions are restored and the Houthi rebels are disarmed. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has made his first public appearance since a coup attempt last week at a news conference Sunday at the presidential palace. The president did not mention the failed coup plot or protests over his bid for a third term in office. Three people were killed Sunday when a car bomb exploded near a European Union convoy traveling close to Kabul International Airport. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. This is VOA News. Pro-Israel demonstrators and Israeli police fought Sunday with rock-throwing Palestinians in occupied East Jerusalem. The violence flared as thousands of Jewish nationalists marched through the city to mark the 48th anniversary of its capture during the 1967 Six-Day War. Several police were reported injured, and at least six Palestinians were arrested in the confrontations. Macedonians rallied in the capital Skopje on Sunday with more than 20,000 protesters calling for the resignation of Prime Minister Nikola Gruevski. Pressure on the leader has been building since a wiretapping scandal broke earlier this year, prompting questions about how tightly the government has controlled the media, judges, and elections. Ukraine says three of its soldiers were killed and 17 wounded in fighting with pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, U.S. Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs, Victoria Nuland, is in Moscow for meetings with Russian officials. She is trying to get the parties to implement the faltering ceasefire in the region. The Associated Press reports that the Ukrainian government is claiming to have captured two Russian officers who were operating in the rebel-controlled area. America's passenger rail service, Amtrak, will resume service in the busy Northeast Corridor Monday. Service was halted last week following a deadly train derailment near Philadelphia. Amtrak President Joseph Boardman says his crew has been working around the clock to restore service along the route between Washington and Boston. Tuesday night's crash killed eight people and injured more than 200. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in South Korea. He's there to discuss global, regional, and bilateral issues with President Park Geun-hye and Foreign Minister Yoon Byung-se. North Korea's nuclear program will be included in the talks. Malaysia launched new talks with its neighbors Sunday to try to resolve the deepening crisis concerning refugees stranded at sea on boats that no nation appears willing to let come ashore. Malaysian Foreign Minister Anifa Aman met with his counterpart from Bangladesh and is planning meetings with Indonesian and Thai foreign ministers on Wednesday. Egypt has hanged six men convicted of killing soldiers in 2014. The men who were hanged Sunday in a Cairo jail were reported to be members of a Sinai-based militant group with ties to the Islamic State. The group has been accused of carrying out attacks following the army's overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in 2013. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.